Hey, now when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous place.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Blood River Radio Network. It's going to be another very, 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 very emotional show tonight. I guess you people keep saying, well, how can it get more emotional than the last couple of shows? By the way, it's December the 22nd in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2018. I'm going to say a quick prayer, very quick prayer. We always do that, as you know. Then we're going to bring our people on. You have one heck of a treat tonight, people. You have no idea what you're in store for, but it's going to be extremely emotional, so please bear with me. If you will, people, all you people, even if you're atheists or not, get up, bow your heads. Dear God, thank you so much for giving me this day of life. Thank you for giving all of our friends and loved ones this day of life. Thank you especially, oh God, for protecting Rich Hamblin and his beautiful wife on his long journey over to South Africa. And thank you, oh Lord, for protecting Simon Roach through all the hell he's been through. He's been hunted like a gazelle, being hunted by a pack of hyenas. Oh Lord, thank you for leading us here together tonight. The people will know what I'm talking about in just a minute. We're going to unite the Charlottesville Five Brotherhood. We have been united tonight. It'll be the first time that we all five been together since that infamous day of July of 2017 in Charlottesville. Four of us were there at the political cesspool birthday party back in October, but this will be the first time that all five of us are together. And that's what's happening tonight, people, whether you're atheist or not. I don't care if you're an atheist. This, what you're witnessing tonight, is a further, it's further evidence of Almighty God. There is a God. There's a God of the King James Holy Bible, and He gives us our rights. Our rights come from Him. They do not come from government. And what you're seeing tonight is divine intervention. If you want to know more about the divine intervention, go back into the archives last week. We talked all about it for about two or three segments. But tonight, people, we're bringing on the one and only Simon Roach from South Africa, and his brother, our brother, your brother, Rich Hamblin's over there with him. We're having Matt on tonight. Lee will not be in here with me tonight, but due to sickness, my wife's been sick. I'm the only one here in the studio tonight. So without me rattling my mouth any further, I would love to welcome the one and only Simon Roach, my brother. Simon, how are you doing, my younger brother?
Hello.
Hello, fellow. Simon, this is the first time, your very first time you'll be appearing on a radio show named in your honor, the honor of the Voortrekkers of 1838 that fought that Battle of Blood River, and the honor of our fellow brothers and white, brothers and sisters, white sisters in South Africa. This whole show has been put together in your honor of the South Africans, the honor of the Voortrekkers of Blood River, and to help fight a global white genocide, with the hardest of the hardcore genocide being right where you're standing right now, South Africa. So without me running my mouth further, Simon, how have you been doing lately, my brother?
Very well, thank you, Eddie. Very well, thank you, and thank you very much for having us on your show again. Or, well, we've been on other shows with you, for having us again.
You're very welcome. It's a... You know, it really, I would say I did it, but Simon, I really didn't do it. It's God Almighty has led this, led us all together. God Almighty, who in the world would have ever thought a year ago when we were at Charlottesville, who could possibly imagine we would be together, and you know, with you and Rich being on the other side of the world in South Africa, that's what this very show, this whole show was put together for. So we're living the show tonight. We're living the show's thesis tonight. Well, Simon, since Rich has been over there with you, you know, have y'all had any trouble? Have you had any run-ins with any? Have you been chased any? Have you had any trouble with the ANC or any of the thug hoodlums over there?
No, we haven't, although I should tell you that a lady professor from Canada was with me while Richard has been here, and she's a global expert in conflict, and she said that for the first time in her entire career, she got trouble getting a visa, a famous lady that she is, and she got a lot of trouble from the ANC not wanting her to come and see us. But it's been safe and peaceful for Richard and his wife, Janice, and the other Americans who've been here. We've had a good time. We've had some exciting adventures, and it's been very peaceful.
Well, Simon, before I've been really emotional tonight, and but before I go any further, I would like to kind of go back to where I started and say thank you. I'm the one thanking you so much for coming on. I thank God Almighty for his divine intervention in bringing us together. You know, there's very few of us like-minded people left anymore. You know, Simon, I remember when we were together, I'm going to try my best not to talk too much. You talked about how the United States was further along than most people realized that you said that you saw the exact same blueprint, how the United States of America has gone down the same path as we were in South Africa. Well, I hate to tell you, I don't want to be a pessimist, but it's worse. It's even worse now than it was a little over a year ago when you were here in South Africa. I was talking with Matt today, and you know, our brothers and sisters in Charlottesville have been put in prison for years, 8, 10, 20 years, for nothing, for defending themselves at Charlottesville. Matt was telling me just today about the new federal lynching laws coming out. You know, at one time, you probably thought maybe the United States come to the aid of your brothers and sisters, or our brothers and sisters in South Africa. But hell, somebody's going to have to come to our aid I don't think we can do it ourselves. I know, because we're going to fight to the death, to the very death, and it'll be an honor to fight to the death. Because, you know, I've had my bayonets fixed for Lord only how many years, and I'm sick and tired of speeches. But, you know, we can't do it alone. We're outnumbered so greatly. But tell us a little bit before any further ado, Simon, tell us a little bit about I know you made a trip to the European Union recently and gave a speech over there. Would you like to tell us about tell our audience about that speech you gave before the European Union?
Yeah, Eddie, we were privileged to be approached by them, by one of the most powerful blocs in the European Parliament. And we gratefully accepted their invitation to go to the European Parliament and to say a speech there about what is happening in South Africa. And I think that it was an eye-opener for all of those people, every last one of them, even those who thought that they knew the severity of matters in South Africa, because there are many facts that just never see the light of day. You know,
Simon, my brother, we've got to go to a break. I hear the music. We've got to go to a break. We'll come right back, people. As soon as this break's over, I'm not saying a word. We're bringing Simon Rose back, the one and only Simon Rose from South Africa, coming back to talk about his speech at the UN. Be right back. Hey, we'll under your seats.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Go ahead, make my day.
Okay, people, we're back. I'm going to make this as fast as possible. Who you're listening to, and I get so excited and so emotional. I didn't really do justice to the introduction. Simon Roach, not only is he my spirit brother, not only were we forwards in the Battle of Charlottesville, Simon Roach is a high up officer. I don't know his exact title, but he's in an organization called Southlanders. And Simon, before we go back to your speech before the UN, please forgive me for forgetting to mention that. Tell the new listeners who's never heard you before, Simon, about your organization and its purpose.
Thank you very much, Eddie. I appreciate the opportunity. Southlanders is a civil defense organization constituted under international law, the specific provisions of international law, for identifiable ethnic groups to gather together in certain circumstances of crisis where they are threatened and to defend themselves if necessary. And we see how South Africa is plunging rapidly towards a civil war. So we are a conservative Christian white organization devoted not to racism, not to hatred, not to anything, but ensuring or safeguarding the welfare of our mothers, sisters, and daughters.
You know, Simon, you mentioned civil war, approaching civil war, and I'll make this real quick. I know Rich will agree with me, and probably most of the people in our organizations will agree. The United States is rapidly approaching Civil War II. We have no representation. White Christian people in this United States have no representation anymore. They're fighting in the Congress. They shut the whole friggin' government down over a measly $5 billion to build some kind of a wall on the southern border of our border with Mexico. Yet they just got through giving $38 billion to Israel. You know, one of our worst enemies we've ever had in the world, $38 billion to Israel, one-time payment. That was just this year. God only knows how many billions we've given in the past, but they're fighting over that. And we have more enemies in our Congress in the United States. We have more enemies, many enemy whites against us than we do blacks probably. So, Simon, the point I was making is we have a civil war approaching here too. I tell you what, but we're going to win this sucker. Well, Simon, before we go back to the EU, how much progress have you been making in the Southlanders lately? How's your funding going? I know you need diesel fuel, you need medicine, and such like that. Are you still getting donations in? I mean, and how's it going overall?
Yes, we're still asking people to donate. The money that we have received from the USA over the past year and a half has been well used. It has really augmented our efforts to prepare. And so we continue to plead with people, please donate. We have a PayPal link on our website, which is suidlanders.org, S-U-I-D-Landers, L-A-N-D-E-R-S, so suidlanders.org. There's a PayPal link there. People can donate there. That money is being put to terrific use. The generosity and kindness of people in the USA and in Europe over the past year and a half has enabled us to strengthen our position as the world's largest non-state civil defense organization. We're the largest of our kind in the world. We are working to defend the welfare, to protect the welfare, to safeguard the welfare of white women and children in a forthcoming civil war. We're a thorn in the side of our government. We get tremendous attacks from controlled opposition type folks and all sorts of crazies, not to mention our own government directly. But we continue to do our work because our work is worth doing. It is worth us making a sacrifice for our beloved people.
Amen. Amen. Simon, Matt told me just the other day, Matt Goodwin told me just the other day for about the second or third time about the crazies you mentioned, the crazies. But unfortunately, these crazies are in the government of South Africa calling again for, wiping out the Boer, you know, kill the Boer, hate the Boer, wipe out the white people. Do you see an escalation in that? I mean, and Lord knows how could it escalate anymore. But have you seen an escalation in that rhetoric lately, Simon?
Yes, absolutely. Just 2 weeks ago, the leader of one of our political parties, in other words, not a fringe group, but a registered political party participating in our forthcoming elections, et cetera, et cetera. The leader called openly for five whites to be slaughtered for every black person who dies in a motor vehicle accident. So this is, it's an indirect, I don't know how to put it, but it's not like if a black person dies at the hands of a white person or whatever, which basically never happens. But if a black person dies in a motor vehicle accident, five whites should be slaughtered, their children should be slaughtered, and he went on to describe in graphic detail how their pets should be slaughtered too. So there has been a dramatic increase. The increase over the past 2 years is continuing, and it is bloodthirsty, to put it mildly.
My God, that's, you know, people here in the United States are, it's incomprehensible to them, but the people in here in the United States are so they call it brainwashed. I call it brain rot. They can't comprehend that. You know, Simon, now, going back to the United Nations, when you went back to the European Union, did you tell them about that?
Yes, about their astonishment. Yes, and the European Parliament is going to send a delegation out here. And I was told by the Secretary General that for the first time ever, they will not consult with the South African government on who they should meet, but that they will meet a list of people provided by ourselves and others so that they can get the true story from people on the ground who are really suffering through what's going on in South Africa.
Hallelujah. That's just tremendous news. Simon, prior to you going to the EU, did not, am I wrong, maybe I'm mistaken, did a German delegation visit your nation, visit South Africa to do an investigation of themselves? Or am I wrong there?
That's correct. We had a delegation from the German Bundestag, the equivalent of a parliament or a House of Representatives, and they were tremendous people. I tell you what, marvelous, polite, decent, respectable, old-fashioned gentlemen, the classiest people you can imagine, and they took things very seriously. They were astonished to discover real facts and figures and data and statistics rather than the empty rhetoric of peace and reconciliation that has been, you know, forever regurgitated by our politically correct government. They seem to really appreciate their visit.
Simon, on that note, you know, the European Union, like the United Nations, is so anti-Christian and anti-white. It's like the Satan's headquarters on earth. I can't possibly see them assisting South Africa and the United States in any way like that. But here's why my next question is, do you think there's got to be some good people in the EU? If the EU or the United Nations or the UN will not come to your assistance, do you think it could be possible it could create a rift in the EU between the good people and our enemies? Is that far-fetched? Could we create a rift?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Simon.
Eddie, you know, the people that we dealt with were almost all confessing Christians. All of the gifts and so on that they gave us were Christian books.
Simon, I hear we'll get back on that same question when we come back. People, this is the most emotional show we've had yet. So hang on to your seats. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer, pulling on a rein.
Well, welcome back, people, to the second part of the first hour. No matter how bad things are in the world, we're still going to try to enjoy Christmas as much as we can. My dear co-host, the young Matt Goodwin, picked out the Christmas music as far as I know, and I'm really enjoying that. But with that, without further ado, we have to go back to Rich. And by the way, we're picking up Gene Andrews. Sam just got Gene Andrews. He's on the line now, Simon. Just in case, Simon, I'd like you to know that all four of your brothers from Charlottesville are on tonight. We had Matt. He was on listening. Of course, you know Rich. Of course, he's there with you. It's me and Gene. And we couldn't all be on at the same time, but I wanted us, even more so than a news show or a regular radio show, I wanted it to be like a unification of the brotherhood of the sacred Charlottesville Five together. So I want you to know we all got together tonight in your honor, Simon. We that's how much we love you. Yes, sir. Simon, with that,
it's much appreciated.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm doing the best I can to keep from crying now. People that know me will know I cry at the drop of a hat. And it's totally a paradox with my pit bull personality, they tell me. People tell me I have a pit bull personality. I don't think so, but maybe it is. But I cry at the drop of a hat. But, with that, Gene's listening to us. And, Simon, we were talking about the EU, the United Nations. I think the United Nations is one of the most godless organizations it's ever been. It's run by our enemies, by the foreigners. It's run by the people. We all know who they are. The same people who run the EU. But it's so encouraging when you told us, the audience, that you spoke to good Christian people in the EU. I see maybe the best thing could happen to come out of this if there was a rift created and we could destroy the EU and destroy the United Nations. That would be a godsend. But without me going on any further there, Simon, kind of expand on that where you was when we went to the break. I don't think you got all the way through, my brother.
Thank you, Eddie. Well, as I said, we met pious people. I mean, prayerful Christians at the European Union, marvelous people. They're going to work hard for us. They're going to send out a delegation here. They were astonished to hear some of the facts and the figures that we provided. There are crazy things happening in South Africa at the moment, just not being reported by the global mainstream media. And if those things were happening in Europe or in North America or South America or Asia, they would be all over the front pages of newspapers across the world for months on end. They're not being reported. We have something like 14,000 dead people registered to do good business with the government. In other words, they're false. They're proxies, for government ministers who are stealing money. We've had about 100 policemen kicked out of the police service just this year for murder and rape. We are right at the moment awaiting the promotion of about 50 sergeants and lower ranking people to the rank of general in our police and defense force, guys who were part of the revolutionary forces. And we believe that that is in preparation for the civil war that the black leaders are talking about all of the time now. So they're crazy things going on in the EU, guys, these really pious, genuinely prayerful, humble Christians, all of them, were absolutely amazed to hear what is going on. And I think, you know, hopefully the message will continue to get out more and more and more. What we do know, and this is beyond any dispute, is that the success that Saitlanders and conservative Christian whites have had over the past 18 months in drawing worldwide attention to what is really actually happening in South Africa is due overwhelmingly to the efforts and endeavors of people like yourself, Richard Hamblin, and others in the USA. You know, more work has been done in the alternative media and what do you call this, social media and what have you, by Americans than has been done by us. The help and support that we've gotten is, man, it's enough to just make you weep in gratitude and humility for what the good people of the USA that we met last year when we were traveling for 6 months around, when we were in Charlottesville with you guys. It's those people who've taken up the cudgels of the fight on our behalf. So all in all, we have very much to be grateful for, even as we are going into a very dark period now. You will, you and your listeners will, over the next 4 to 5 months, hear many stories from us of terrible events happening in South Africa. Things are falling apart right now. Our electricity is being cut about 10 hours a day. Many of the water systems are not working. Many of our big enterprises are collapsing, bankrupt. The value of our currency is under tremendous strain. Companies are divesting from South Africa, but you're not hearing any of it in the mainstream media. So it's going to be you guys that we speak to get this message out all over again over the next 5 months as we approach a very, very, very critical phase in our country's history.
One comment, and then I'm going to ask you another question, Simon. My comment is, yes, there is a total media blackout in this country, too. And thank you so much for your gratitude, you know, but we're doing, we haven't done anything like you've done, Simon. We're just trying to follow in your footsteps. God, what a pioneer, what a tiger, what a lion, what a Christian fighter you are. You know, you may go down on this earth. You may not win. It's, you know, the results is not our duty. It's not ours. The results belongs to God. The duty belongs to us. But, you know, and our duty is, even though we can't get out on the so-called mainstream media, we as much as we can, people like Matt Goodwin and myself and you know, Jacob, we want to hand out pamphlets, flyers, stand on the corner with signs, whatever we can do to get the word out, because our own news media here, I have tangled with them many times. I've got into close to a fight with our news media Thursday. I run downtown Tuesday, Thursdays, and Sundays. And I'm so sick of those charlatans, you know. They refuse to get it out. And they're so arrogant. They'll even look at me in my face and say, well, even if it was a story, which it's not, it'd be a non-story, though. Oh, well, they deserve what they're getting anyway. That was my comment. So we're going to fight to the death like you are, Simon. Now, my second question is, Simon, this question. Oh, go ahead, Simon.
I was just saying, yes, we have to fight to the death. This is greater than us, Eddie, and we must never forget one thing, that our forefathers have done the same throughout history, or did do the same throughout history. We are a weak, decadent, degenerate generation by the standards of our forefathers. Our forefathers did not hesitate. They did not balk at Tours in 732 and at the gates of Vienna in 1529 and 1683 and in another 1,000 similar events. We will not find it easy. It will be scary. They will destroy us. They will try to destroy our families by attacking our children, as they've done to my school-going age children here in South Africa, by exposing their mother, who has nothing to do with my politics. We're not married. They will do whatever they can to destroy us, but we have to at least try to stand up and stand firm, as our forefathers would have done without hesitation.
Amen, and they did, and we're going to do the same thing, too. And I'm going to tell you what, we might lose. Like I said, you know, we might lose, you know, but like I said, and like our forefathers said before us, the duty is ours. We cannot shirk our duty. The results belong to God. If we do our duty, well, we're going to have our reward in heaven. But that, and I'm going to tell you something else, too, folks. You know, most of our white population has become just a bunch of worthless brain rot cucks. But I'm telling you what, it doesn't take many people like the Signs of the World and I'm not bragging on myself, like the Bombardiers and like the Gene Andrews and the Richest of the World. It doesn't take many of us, because I'm going to tell you what, you might get us, but I'm going to promise you one thing. It ain't going to be free, baby. It's going to cost you dearly. It's going to cost you probably more than you want to pay. So you bring in the worst crap you've got, because we are ready for you, honey. You know, before I get too carried away there, Simon, now, I want to ask you about the European Union, what they promised when we come back after this break. Don't let me forget that question. Be right back, people, after this break.
Week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Well, people, we're back for this final segment, and I had a question for Simon, but before I ask a question, we may be running out of time. I want to bring Gene Andrews in and let him say hello to Simon and any questions that Gene may have. Are you there, Gene?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Eddie. Sure am. And
yeah,
I just want
people,
to
I like
what
to tell
an
you.
Honor it is to even be on the same program with Simon. He is one of the most articulate, intelligent, bravest gentleman I think I've ever met in my life. And what he has gone through in South Africa and what he is trying to do, people in this country are total spineless wimps compared to what he is going through and having to live through on a daily basis there in that country. And seeing his country being literally just destroyed around him, I can't imagine having that happen on a full scale here. It happens in areas in this country like Memphis, like Selma, like Birmingham, where the government and the utilities and everything there have been taken over by the blacks, and it has just totally decayed the city or the county or wherever. But now Simon is telling us about what is happening on a scale unimaginable across an entire country. And we've heard rumors of it before, and we saw it happen in Rhodesia, but now he's bringing that to light about what's happening in South Africa. So he is a brave, brave man to stand up and do that.
And so are you, Gene, my brother.
That's very, very kind of you. All I can say is I hope that more of you guys, I know it's not easy and money doesn't grow on trees, but that more guys come out here and see for themselves. We've been blessed, really blessed over the past year to have had so many Americans, activists and journalists and just ordinary folks, you know, use their leave and their available cash to come and see this. And they all go back and they sing one tune, you know, that they see that the global mainstream media is telling one massive stack of lies and that we are telling the truth. Not that we're perfect people, but that we are telling the truth. And so, Gene, I hope that the day will come when I see you in South Africa. It would be the greatest of privileges for me to host you here, so that you can see for yourself what's cooking.
Well, I appreciate that, and you always have a place to stay here in Muzak City in Nashville if you ever want to stay here with us. So you're always welcome here.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It would be an absolute pleasure. I may be coming to the South in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks' time to meet an important American politician who is sympathetic to our plight, a decent, good man. And if I do, well, I'll certainly swing through there, that region, to greet you and Eddie and Keith Alexander and Richard again in person.
Let me make a point to our listeners. If I could, Eddie, have just a second here, and Simon.
You go, Gene. You're doing great.
We're talking about what's happening in South Africa, and I'm sure a lot of people say, oh, well, that's way over yonder, and, you know, we got a big football game coming up this weekend. That doesn't really affect us or whatever, or, the, you know, got to put the boat in the lake and go bass fishing or whatever. That doesn't affect us. What happened in Charlottesville is a microcosm of what's going on in South Africa. You have a corrupt, rotten to the core government there that turned its back on law and order and picked out one side that they wanted to attack and vilify, and the law be damned and the police be damned and everything else that we expect in this country under our Constitution and our legal system was just totally thrown out the window. They picked the alternate right or the conservatives or the pro-Confederate people that were going there to protest the removal of General Lee's statue as the enemy. And they did everything they could to literally try to kill us. They turned loose these feral animals and this Black Lives Don't Matter to other blacks movement and the Antifa communists. and just turned a blind eye to the law and having a permit to be there, and absolutely turned them loose on us to try to kill us right there in the streets. And the news media covered it up, and they lied about it. Even Fox News didn't get this one right. They just botched it up as bad as CNN, the Communist News Network, or CBS, or any of the rest of them. And then the only people that were arrested and tried were people that were conservatives. And they didn't. They gloated and crowed and strutted about that boy that got convicted that tried to get out of there in his car when people were climbing all over his car and smashing the windows and everything in his car, because they said that he hit that girl and killed her, and she died of a heart attack. His car had nothing to do with that. It may have bumped her, but it certainly didn't kill her. But once again, the news media lies. It was a bunch of Soviet show trials for the people from the alt-right that were put on trial. They were put on trial for being attacked. And, you know, this is how ridiculous the judicial system and the government of this country has become. And Simon is telling us this is what's been going on for years in South Africa, and now it's gotten to the point where they are just – they don't even pretend to follow the law. They're just going out and trying to kill white people. So he said the last time he was over here, this is a preview of what's coming to America. And that's why he came to this country, to try to warn us to get off our dead ends and get off the couch and wake up to what is coming to us in this country. So I'll turn it back over to y'all.
Gene, you knocked it out of the park and threw a touchdown, my brother. You certainly did. And I can tell you something else, too. You communists started to come to Gene's door. He's a Marine, folks. Don't forget that. If you come to his door, it ain't going to be free. It ain't going to be cheap. You might get him, but it ain't going to be cheap. I'm guaranteeing you. You know, my final question before we run out of time, Simon, is, you know, you went before the before the European Union. Did they promise or even hint of any promises of any assistance in the near future, or especially if when the Civil War breaks out?
No, they didn't, Eddie, but that's okay. You know, we are so much on the back foot, as you guys are. What Dean has just said, never a truer word has been spoken. The simple reality for those of us who are familiar with this communist playbook is that you guys are far further down the road of this crisis, this kind of facsimile of what has happened in South Africa, than you appreciate. And I say that with respect and love, and I'm sorry to say it, but you Americans have no idea how much trouble you are in. You will see that the python snuggles up gently and smoothly at first. It's only when he's wrapped himself around, totally around you, that he clenches fast. And you think up to the very last second that you've still got a chance, and then you realize that it is too late. And that is, I believe, being proven now in the USA. They are doing such audacious, preposterous things, as Gene again described, regarding the law and the judicial system, that you just can't imagine that. I mean, it's incomprehensible, but they're getting away with it, and that is a sign that they are now striking fast and hard. And you're going to see it happen. So the way things are for us now in South Africa, it's enough for us when we get incremental little benefits such as we did at the European Union. They have promised to send at the European Parliament, they have promised to send a fact-finding delegation out here. They have since confirmed that promise. There has been some follow-up. And that, for us, is good enough, because we are at such a disadvantage, as the right wing is in the USA, that little step forward, that little advantage, is something to celebrate.
You know, Simon, we have what you call the Rainbow Nation in your country. We call them, I call them race traitors and cucks. You know, we're having trouble now. Our number one enemy here in the United States is really, I would say, the race traitors, the cucks, because many of them are in high up places in the government. I mean, matter of fact, you can just say almost the entire United States government, the state governments, and even the county governments now. Now, how many people, with that said, in South Africa, in the Rainbow Nation, how many people are right thinking? How many people know what's going on And how many people are can you rely on, do you think, to fight with you shoulder to shoulder? How many white people and how many will you have to fight against, Simon?
We will face odds of about 50 to 1. We expect that about 1 in 6 white people will be on our side. So, you know, it's a hiding to nothing, but it's a hiding worth taking.
You know, I would say that's really pessimistic, you know, and but you know what? I think we'll prevail. I'm the eternal optimist. Oh, Simon, before we go, please give out your website again and let us know what all can we do. How can the audience get in touch with you? Because we're running out of time.
The audience is welcome to contact me directly via my email address, simon@saintlonders.org. And our website with our PayPal account is saintlonders.org. There's no www, it's just saintlonders.org. That is our English language website with our PayPal account. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for all of the kind and generous help that we will get, just as we have received for the past 18 months from the decent Christian conservatives of the USA.
Thank you so much, Simon. We've run completely out of time. Thank you so much. I will be contacting you very soon. Thank you, my brother. People, hang on. We're getting ready to go to the second hour. We're picking up two new guests.